Oh my god, it's so Silver Lake in here. Yes. What's up, fellas?
Hello.
All right, so you're still listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and we have a special guest. And why don't we just go around and introduce ourselves?
I'm Jaston King from Nancy Full Force.
I am the Duke from Nancy Full Force.
And
we
there's
our bull here.
There's our friend here, Michael. Is it Van Halen? Michael
Van Halen.
It's Michael Van Linden. I'm in a band called The Bombs.
Word.
All right. So this is you guys have just decided that this is actually your band, and you guys are ready to go. Like, you haven't been playing for years as this. Like, how long have you been together as this unit?
As this, me and him started recording this like the end of last year, right?
Yeah, about that. It's been maybe 9 months since we've kind of started with the music. The singing came to us 3 months ago.
Yeah,
2 months
it all
ago.
Came like piece by piece, you know.
Yeah, the two man band. We have some other friends helping when we perform live, but we're kind of like the two man band right now. So
yeah, there's Jake Chaos and Armand is guitar and bass for the shows.
And you guys all played in other bands before you started playing together, right?
Yes. Yeah. Jess and I actually originally had gotten together in a band, coincidentally called Kill Radio.
I was going to ask you about that. I thought that you were the same, Jaston. Yeah.
So, and we did that for a little while and put that to bed about a year ago or so, just on hiatus somewhat. So, and it's opened up some free time. So,
excellent. And Jaston, you did a show here for a while on Kill Radio called Strobe Life Radio, and but that it was more than a show though. Like, you have sort of
a
project, you know, with Strobe Life and what is it called? Deadline, right?
Yeah, I was doing Deadline too. I somehow managed to get myself involved in too many things. But
I'm there now too.
Yeah. I'm like, how do I do all this?
DJ, musician, promoter, booker.
In my head, initially, like, it all connects. But then it doesn't seem to all connect in a schedule as easily. But I was doing Strobe Life on here, and it was pretty fun. But I don't know, you know, time-wise, I couldn't do it as much, even though I love doing it, and I love killradio.org, but maybe I'll do it again later.
Perhaps there's more of Jaston in the killradio.org future.
Yes. It's on hiatus, too.
Everything's on hiatus.
Everything's on a temporary, temporary hold on up.
So you guys have some big shows coming up, right?
Yeah, tonight's like our official big show. We played a party kind of secretly to warm up, but tonight we're playing the Key Club. We're opening up for Metal School. Like 9 o'clock here in Hollywood.
Be there.
Hollywood,
Square.
California.
And it's our first show. We're we actually just finished rehearsals and we're set to go tonight.
How do you like when people ask you, you know, when the suits ask you what music you do, is it punk? Is it metal? Do you have a new name for it? What do you call it?
Full Force.
Full Force.
Horse.
That's pretty much the best way to describe it. It's Full Force.
It's like it's punk influence and rock influence. It's like just straight ahead. Mm-hmm. Just full throttle.
Was there something that you wanted to, when you came up with this band, Nancy Full Force, was there something that you wanted to do differently from the other bands you'd been in before?
No slow songs.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, we just
nothing
wanted
slow.
To
do you guys don't want to play at the prom? At the fish
Well, everything's negotiable.
We want to play after the prom.
Actually, it probably just came from us sitting around and not being as productive in some of our other projects, and we just needed to let the rock out a little bit. Mm-hmm. There was no political agenda, no lyrical agenda, nothing like that. It was real nice, simple.
Just fun.
Just rock.
Yeah, because with our band, when we played them before, the music was kind of all over the place. You know, it kind of went, kind of covered all different bases. And then Duke and I always kind of agreed on, like, just a lot of the same rock bands and, you know, stuff that we listened to was all kind of full rock stuff, you know?
It was very Full Force.
It was very Full Force, hence the name.
So, are you guys recording as well? Are you doing putting together a CD or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Well, we have up on the MySpace recorded an EP of like 4 songs. So that's all up there. And it's just, we're not really putting out a CD yet. I mean, that's just up for download. It's all for free.
Yeah.
So we're not, you know. And then I think eventually, because we have more songs, but we're playing live as well, but nothing recorded other than the 4 yet.
Yeah. Okay. Not yet. Not really sure if we're going to take the approach of putting, like, say, a record together or just keep updating our site with, say, like, every half year, 4 or 5 more songs.
Mm-hmm. We
plan on doing a little vinyl something in the future.
Maybe something different.
Yeah, just kind of take a different approach to how everyone else is doing the music thing.
Yeah, CDs are kind of seem to be a little going out of style.
Indeed,
it's a lot of work for something that you can extract from the air.
Exactly, it's like it's such an expense to put out and everything. It's like we could spin that on kind of better things. So
yeah, what would be fun is if we get enough songs online for people to download, they can make their own compilation, Full Force Greatest
Best
Hits.
Of.
And just kind of run with it from there.
You guys should release a best of before you have an album.
20th Century Masters.
Well, the greatest hits DVD.
Yeah.
That's
spanning
what we're working
over
on.
1 year.
Yeah, the box set.
Have it come in a giant box, but have it full of tissue paper. Yeah. Just one little CD. So why don't we do some live stuff? Now I'm a little confused. Like, Michael, you introduced yourself as being from another band, but you're performing
I'm
with
friends
Fancy
with
Full
these
Force?
Guys.
Yeah, so. We were going to do a show Tuesday, an acoustic thing.
Yeah.
And then I've unfortunately have totally sucked and been sick the last couple of weeks. So there's a possibility I may not be doing it. So, but Michael's a good friend of ours, and so I want him to.
We're here to support today.
Support.
So,
also,
so what we're going to hear now is not Nancy Full Force.
It's not Nancy
right.
Full Force.
No, I got this band I put together called The Bombs. I do solo work mainly, but like I just got really bored of it. And I met this girl who played drums, and I was trying to make like this, you know, full-fledged like titty bouncing girl band, except for me,
right?
Because my titties don't bounce. Totally.
Because you work out. Yeah.
Because I work out. So I started this pseudo girl band that I wanted to like front, and I thought that'd be really fun. And then the girls just kind of like ended up laming out, like a lot of them, except for this one girl. Mm-hmm. And she was like playing guitar with me, right? But she played in all these bands in Portland. Her name's Rhiannon Jones. She played in all these bands in Portland and all this other stuff. And she was like, well, you know, I can play drums. So we get into the studio and we're playing. It's me on guitar and her on drums. I'm like, you know what? We're in a lot of trouble. She's like, why? I'm like, dude, we're like some fucked up version of the White Stripes. So
it worked.
Well, it worked, yeah. So now we're like thinking of incorporating other people in the band. It's kind of like these guys are like a, you know, kind of our two-man band, and they've like bringing other people into the picture too.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is just incorporate. Well, we're talking to this guy who plays Wurlitzer organ, so it's kind of like punk rock with the Wurlitzer organ.
That's something I would go see. That sounds pretty damn cool.
We're playing at the Viper Room June 7th.
All right.
And I'm gonna play a song from The Bombs.
And, right. And where can people, you guys have a website or something?
Well, we do, but we don't have any songs up yet.
All right.
Because we're a pretty new band. But my, oh, that doesn't sound good. My MySpace, Michael Van London Music. And that's my solo shit. But we will have some stuff up soon.
Cool. Well, they can get a taste of it from your MySpace, and then they'll know
sort of
what to expect from the other one. All right. So what's this song that you're gonna play now?
Well, I'm gonna play a song called "Da Bomb," and it's by The Bombs.
Awesome. All right. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. Check it out.
Out of skin and bones, make his heart full of demolition. Ah. Me, my baby, a child of God, make his hands full of demolition. I'm not from Nova Scotia, but I've been down where the lake is cold. They got the bombs to heart is full of ammunition. No, I'm not from Canada, but I can tell you the bitch is cold. She's got the bombs, the bomb, 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 da 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 da.
I'm gonna stop. I broke a string. I broke a string like not even midway through.
Oh, wow.
like fucking like two notes into it.
No, but you could pull it off as one of those sudden endings that are so popular.
Oh,
these days.
Ever so popular.
Only on KillRadio.org.
Yes, thank you so much.
Can you get something like
that? Golly, golly.
Yeah.
The Nancy bombs. It's a revolution, kids.
Yeah.
The Nancy bombs. What could that mean?
What would that turn out to be like?
Well, wait, is it?
It could be amazing.
So are the bombs going to play with Nancy Fullforce? Are you guys going to do
eventually,
a show together?
Yeah.
Eventually.
We would
probably
think so.
Try and set something
is that
up.
Is that important to make sure that the bands you're playing with are bands that are kind of similar in mindset and similar in style to you? Like, you don't want to be this
friends
full force punk band if you're going up after a synth pop act or before a chamber music or something.
It helps to keep the bands on the same kind of page, I think, as far because you don't want it to be
like,
too
as far as sound,
sporadic.
Yeah.
As much as you'd like to have everyone experience a lot of different kinds of music, sometimes it doesn't work out as great as you'd like it.
Right. You like headbanging all pretty soon, like a girl comes up with a harp. You're like, what the?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, what's going on?
Right.
But do you guys ever
give the horns to the girl. You can, but.
Well, okay, a big part of Nancy Fullforce anyway is, you know, having fun, but also in being loud and enjoying being loud. Did you guys ever see a band and think that, you know, that they're loud, but that they're not really very good? That they're, like, covering for the fact that they haven't written a good song by just being extra loud? Have you ever seen that or experienced that?
Are you trying to get us to talk some shit about somebody?
Yeah.
No one specifically.
Let's do it. East Coast, West Coast. Only on the East Coast have we seen that headline
in the paper. Let's talk shit about
people.
Never. Let's do it.
Like east of Western, west of Western. Yeah. No, I don't mean
oh my
any.
God,
I don't mean
hilarious.
Any specific band. I just mean like in general, in terms of punk music, what's out there right
now,
like bands
time.
That are playing live.
Yeah,
a lot of, especially with vocals. I mean, some bands. I mean, you know, sometimes their singers has a spirit of it, but then not exactly can sing that perfectly. So,
well, live
they cover
a lot of
up
times.
A lot of noise. Yeah,
live it can be really disenchanting
difficult.
When you go and you love the band, and then all of a sudden. They're totally shit.
They're
live.
Totally balls. Yeah, you're like, I don't know what CD I bought and listened to, but it's
also bad the other way. If you listen to somebody and they're like on record, they're just amazing and like full throttle, great, you know. And you see them live and it's kind of weak. You're like, meh.
Yeah, we try to encompass like, well, the way we even recorded, we try to record as much live as possible just to kind of keep the energy and the feel consistent. And as far as for the way we like to keep in mind when we perform is just to have as much fun as possible. Because one of the benefits of going to a rock show, whether you can make out what the dude's saying or not, or if it's too noisy or whatever, as long as you're having fun and it's giving you that fuck yeah feeling, I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. So regardless of how technical you are or how much you shred or if your range is amazing, it's the balls if you don't apply it the right way.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we try to keep everything like really simple, just, you know.
We try to keep it full force, pretty much, yeah.
And where's the Nancy come from?
Well, when we first started, we had a lot of, I don't know how to, there's a lot of like, we were using a lot of Batman and Robin imagery, and there's kind of like a glam element to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of gay Batman and Robin innuendos was a lot of stuff that we were first putting.
Loved.
And then, so we kind of wanted the mix of like, kind of a glammed up band, but musically it's, you know, almost the opposite with Full Force. So that's kind of where the name comes
along.
Should
we play another track that you wrote in?
Sure.
That would be amazing.
Awesome.
It'd be amazing.
I'm so sorry my guitar broke.
No, don't feel sorry about it at all. And if you hadn't told me, I might have just assumed it was an artistic choice.
Yeah.
It's part of the song.
It came out very well.
All right. Are we on?
All right. And we're back on here on killradio.org.
That song was amazing.
Amazing.
Hanging out with Nancy Fullforest. They're very confident.
Very.
Very proud.
We are amazing, but we are also very humble.
If there's any flaw in us, it's our modesty.
It's our modesty.
Yes, indeed.
Rather.
Yes.
So while we were listening to that track, we were talking a little bit about performing live. You guys are going to try some new techniques when you go up live?
Yes. We're trying to change it up a little bit in the live show. And we're actually going to be taking on the task of playing in the crowd, where we're going to... Duke will be on stage with the drums.
Yes.
And then the rest of us are going to be using modern technology. We will be in the crowd, but, you know, making everybody feel very awkward and uncomfortable, and the centering as we surround them.
How does that work? Like, with the guitar, is it you have like a wireless connection to your amp? Or
yeah, it's like a little just receiver and a little battery pack you put on your.
We're going wireless,
so don't go too far.
Yeah,
well, you can't take it out into the street.
It's pretty awesome.
You should see how far you can go.
I played from my house to the mailbox.
I think eventually,
no way.
Eventually, it'll just be me on stage, and the guys will just be playing from backstage. Hopefully the backstage will be so rad.
Duke, what are you going to do on the stage when you're up there by yourself? You can twirl some sticks?
I'm going to look pretty damn good.
I wonder how many people.
I'm just going to soak it all in. Usually as a drummer, I'm buried in the back behind everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to just be like, that's right, bitches. It's my time. It's Duke time.
I wonder how many people are going to be like, why is this drummer just playing to a track?
What's going on? It's just a band.
That must be a pretty crazy workout, drumming for a band like this, where the emphasis is on, you know, intensity and speed and going full force. I mean, you must get exhausted by the second song. Or do you just, have you built up a stamina
it's,
for playing?
Yeah, I've managed
He's got
to,
stamina.
It's managed, yeah. Just from doing the band thing for a long time, I've kind of... like eased into the transition. I've rehashed some new calluses and blisters.
You gotta build blisters over your blisters to protect
your blisters.
So now
I have paws now versus just my awesome. My nice grip, you know. But I think it'll be pretty interesting. Tonight's gonna be the first night that we unleash the demon, so we'll see how everything turns out. But I think everything's gonna be great. And as far as like the crowd interaction and stuff, we wanted to have that play a big part in the show, because really, there's only so much you can do even when you're on stage. I think people have just stood there and let the lights do the magic, and I think people have gone apeshit and run around, and it's time for us to try something different. So we'll hopefully
that'll
fly. Yeah,
it's always that weird distance when you're on stage. You kind of feel like that fishbowl feel where it's like everybody stands there and stares at you, and they're, you know, just kind of weird. I feel, you know, sometimes I move around and stuff. I feel like I don't know what to do kind of thing.
Yeah, I think
in the crowd, I want to get around and like mess with people.
It gets
like
boring up there after a while.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like
I mean,
be
you
with
can
them.
Kick and like yell and jump as much as you want and break shit as much as you like, but after a while, it's like you can become disenchanted with being on stage. And how bad is that? Like
everything becomes predictable after a minute. So we just like to keep all doors open as far as. Eventually, I'm just gonna just be filmed, and I won't even make live shows.
We're thinking wireless drums. Like
you
we could put
Duke could be like a hologram.
Yeah, wireless drums.
It'll be a 3D version of me on
a
stage.
Hologram.
It'll
Duke.
Get that good.
So, are you guys, do you already have like a small like a fan base that you're gonna bring to the show tonight, and then hopefully build from?
I'll
that?
Be there.
That's there right.
It's
our network.
The Bombs are the biggest Nancy Fullforce. The Bombs. We're gonna wear Nancy Fullforce like bikinis. Me and my drummer.
Fantastic.
My drummer and I.
There we go.
I mean, she's got a more girly body than I do, but I don't really think that makes any difference when it comes to two-piece.
It's all about the attitude, I think.
I think so.
It's how you sell it.
It's not what you wear. It's how you wear it.
Exactly.
Wear it.
I'm going to walk in and own that shit and be like, I'm here for Nancy Fullforce. What? What?
What?
What?
So remind us all again where this show is, what time, cover, all that stuff.
It's the Key Club. It's tonight at 9 o'clock. It's with Metal School. They play tonight.
Metal School is
they have
like a monthly event. Is that
a band
or is it a group
or a weekly thing?
Yeah, every Monday night. It sells out every Monday. It's totally
But that's
packed.
A bunch of bands, right? That's not Metal School's not the name of a
they're
band.
They're a band.
It?
No, they're a band.
Oh, it is.
They're like a comedy metal cover band.
Yeah, I thought Metal School was like Kiss or Kill, event.
No, it's like a night. It's like a band. They cover. They kind of dress up like 80s rock hair bands.
Kind
of funny. They like. They'll argue on stage and fix their hair and like do crazy stuff.
They don't kind of dress up like it, Justin.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think Yeah, they're kind of right up our alley. We love that kind of shit, and that's what we listen to a lot, and that's what we like playing and stuff, so that'll be a lot of fun. As far as our little network, I think we're going to have a – we'll see a nice little turnout of our family and friends and, yeah, and just – yeah, it's looking good. A little nervous at first, but
yeah.
Now things now are slowly coming together.
Yes, it's massive.
You, yeah.
It's like a filing system.
Do you already have regret the open guest list tonight, I believe?
Yeah. They gave us the mistake of giving us an open guest list. And
oh, you're new.
That's unusual for that area, too. Yeah. Like,
I think it's because we're a baby band, and they want as many people to kind of help as possible. And
right.
I think we're going to stick it to them tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, me alone, I'm going to bring at least 50 people. So, I mean, well,
or at least drink at least 50
people's worth.
I have about
100 well, friends that are on the
That's
list.
All they care about.
I mean, that is really all they care about. I mean, after all, I thought they cared about me, and they don't.
Make sure all those people buy those $20 like shots.
I'm going to get everybody to buy me
Support
drinks.
The bar.
Yeah. No. Do you guys have other shows lined up already? Or is this is the one, and you're going to see where it goes from there?
Yeah, we have a few potential things, but just nothing kind of confirmed yet.
We're kind of spreading it out. We're going to do maybe one or two in June. There's a couple possibilities. And then I think July or August, we want to head over to Canada. Because we've played out there and have a lot of friends out there from previous band experiences.
In the Ontario area. Yeah, hopefully we'll get to
up in the
we'll
T dot.
The T O. Okay. That's right. Yeah, we're gonna hopefully try and spend a couple weeks out in the Ontario area. Utilize our Canadian,
our Canucks.
Family, allies. Our Canucks. Yes, our allies.
Yeah, we're gonna go up there and stay for a while and just kind of play all around there.
Yeah,
cool.
So if you're interested, you got to come out and see us soon because this is gonna be one of those
otherwise
things
you
where
go to Canada.
Otherwise you're gonna have to take your ass to Canada and their customs are a bitch.
Yeah.
No, but we're probably if you have a criminal record. Maybe like twice a month. That way we don't burn out.
We have to wait till August to go, actually, because the whole band has to like clear up our criminal records before we can get past the border.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting.
It's not a joke.
Process. Yeah, we wish this were a joke, but.
So, Justin.
Well,
Justin,
on that note,
is Justin, are you playing with us tomorrow?
There's a possibility because I haven't found a. See, Michael and I were going to do a show tomorrow, acoustic show at Tangiers.
I haven't gotten to ask him yet. I'm sorry, I'm doing this.
No,
you're
on the spot on air.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that.
Tangiers, it's like. It's like an episode of Springer. I don't know what you like.
Justin, will you be there tomorrow?
Steve.
Oh. Now, this is crazy. I mean, we're talking about you guys opening up for Metal School, and in the same day, we're talking about playing an acoustic show at Tangier.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Just because it was so opposite and something I've never done, so I was like, I should do that. And then this was actually a lot of work to put the Nancy show together. And then I've been sick for the last couple of weeks, so...
You're doing it.
So I was, I'm trying. We'll see. I haven't found a replacement. So I'm
Justin and I will be playing tomorrow night at Tangiers. Starts at 7 o'clock. There's this other wonderful girl that I don't know that he's friends with named Janae that will also be playing. But Justin King and I, Michael Van Lunden, will be playing an acoustic or electric, in case it doesn't break, tomorrow.
Figure out that whole hologram situation.
Take notes.
Gotta get into
at Tangiers tomorrow.
Should we sign off with another track? Do you have another track to play?
Sure.
Certainly.
Make that awkward transition.
This is our power ballad metal disco extravaganza.
I want to say thanks to John too, by the way, for short notice and letting us come here after his show's even over. And
letting us pollute.
My pleasure.
Thanks for letting us pollute, John.
You don't know what it's like to be at home. It's no, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for coming in, Nancy Fullforce, and we'll look out for the bombs as well. And check out, what is it, myspace.com/Nancy Fullforce?
Correct.
All right.
Download away. Oh, wait, here we go. Sorry. I have technology.
Have a good show tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Drop the line. slide. Hey, hey, why don't you see? Why did I never care to care what was best for you? I won't give in to give it up. Say I'm sorry.